Okay, everyone. Well, I'm very aware that the longer that I talk for, the longer it'll take for us to have dessert. And so I just want you to know that I know. Just want you to know that. Okay, so this morning we talked about ministry distribution and the reasons why we don't, and some of the underlying things that are happening in us, I think, that make us not do that well or whatever. And then I spoke about how when we want to do that well, it's about authority and responsibility, and we need to have both of those things at the same time. Otherwise, we're not really building leaders, we're building something else. But then the question, the obvious question, the next question is, well, but then what about when a person might not be ready for the whole thing, or they might not be, we might not want to give them everything. How do we do that? How do we still do authority and responsibility, but in a way that's careful and measured? And so what I want to talk about tonight, this is a tool in the toolbox that you could take home and literally use, you know, next Monday or whatever. It's you could start it immediately. And this is just some decision-making clarity. That is, because what you want, what I want for the people on my teams is I want them to just go and do the things that they need to do and not be worried about it, not be concerned, because people on, I think, most of our teams want to do the right thing. They want to do what's right. They want to do what we want. They want to do a good job. Generally speaking, that's probably true. You got one or two psychos, but generally, if your team's like my team's, there's always one. But generally speaking, they want to do a good job and they want to do the right thing. But they also, that also means they don't want to do the wrong thing. And for most of us, the fear of doing the wrong thing is more powerful than the possibility of doing the right thing. You know what I mean? This is why most of the time in a group like this, people won't put their hands up to answer the question, because I'm more afraid of being publicly wrong than I am wanting to be publicly right. You know what I mean? So what that means is if people aren't really sure what the right thing to do is, it means that most of the time they'll do nothing, because they don't want to do the wrong thing. And that's not what I want, you know. I want them to do something and to take initiative, etc. And so what that means is we just need to give people the clarity to know what decisions are theirs to make and which ones aren't and how to do it. So, like I said this morning, I love matrices and quadrilaterals. And I was just saying before, if I can put something into a quadrilateral, I will. So here's another one. This is the ministry distribution decision-making quadrilateral. And what this is this is a live, you would take this and you would sit down with the person and you would start to put the decisions that they have into one of these four quadrants. So bottom left, quadrant one, these are all the things that they can just do. Just hear all the stuff, just do it. You don't have to talk to me about it. You don't have to ask me about it. You can if you want to. But just do them. And then quadrant two, here's all the things that you can just do and then report to me regularly, whatever that is. Report to me quarterly, report to me monthly, report to me weekly, whatever it is that you want. Just report regularly and then just do them. And then quadrant three is, here are the things you can just do them, report to me immediately. You know, send me a text, send me an email, Facebook me, tell me exactly what happened, but just feel free just to do it. And then quadrant four, you put all the things where it's like, don't even think about it until we talk about it. And then we can talk and then we'll work out what we're going to do next. And then these things, you put them into these four options, and now the person knows exactly what authority they have, what they're responsible for, what they can do, what you don't want them to do, how you want them to operate, and they can start rolling. So I do this with, you know, my people, channel guy, Miles, who runs the youth ministry, Miles. And these are live, just, it's a piece of paper. And the way that you would implement this, if you wanted to do it, you know, next week, you would sit down with the person, and you would either have already pre-filled out what you reckon, or you'd sit down with them with these kind of empty slots and just say, let's put in where we think all these things should be. What's in the just do it? What's in the report regularly, immediately, and then don't even think about it? Let's just put them in, have a conversation about it, write them in, type it up or something. And then in the calendar, you would set maybe 6 months and you'll look at it again and have the same kind of conversation. Is this still true? Does this still work? Are we moving things? And it's a live thing. But it provides some clarity for them to then be growing. So for example, right, Miles, youth guy, lots of things in the just do it category. In the do it and report regularly, that's things like anything to do with spending that we've already agreed and budgeted that he can spend. Just spend it and tell me regularly, weekly, how you spent it. And we'll just do that. The report immediately, that's things like if on a Friday night, you know, a high schooler breaks their neck or goes to hospital, you know, you don't have to find me somewhere in the building just to check what you should do. Just like help them, you know, fix them, call the ambulance, and then text me immediately what you did, you know, like the kid's head fell off, but we put it back on and they've gone to hospital. Come find me, I'm upstairs. You know, whatever. But like, he doesn't have to come to find me first. Just do it, but I need to know immediately that kid's head fell off. That's important, because that parent will probably call me. But then there's lots of stuff in the bring it to me and we'll talk. And what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to push as much as I possibly reasonably can up and over and then into quadrant one. As much as I reasonably can. I want as little as possible in quadrant four, and I want as little as possible in quadrant three and quadrant two, and as much as I possibly can in quadrant one. And I'm trying to just push it up and around, always up and around, as much as reasonably is possible. He's not going to have everything in the just do it. That's never going to happen. But I want to get as much as I can there. Now, what if you've got a person and you're finding things are coming up from quadrant one into quadrant two and two to three and three to four, if everything's moving the other way, then that might be a good sign that you've got the wrong person and you need to have another conversation. But again, this then becomes like a diagnostic tool, because if things are moving the other way, then you know maybe there's some things that aren't going very well, because things are supposed to be moving up and around that way. So that's a tool in the toolbox that you could just break out next week and start using in your ministries and in your churches, just to provide the decision-making clarity that the people on your teams need to be able to get on with the tasks and do the things that you want them to do without always feeling the fear that they might do the wrong thing or they always have to come to you first for everything. So this is a leadership building tool. Thank you.